I'm Claudia Winkleman. Welcome to Hot Gossip, the show that's drawn to celebrity like the paparazzi are drawn to Jordan's gusset. Nice. Helping me wash celebrities' dirty laundry this week are comedy's answer to the 3am girls, Richard Herring, Joe Caulfield and Alan Cochrane. This is the bit in the show where we have a little chat about anything in the week. I'd just like to say one word, Glastonbury. Joe, have you, would you, is it your idea of fun?
I've done it once because I was employed to do it and I hated it because I thought there was just constant fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, everywhere. It's like just a million people having fun around you all the time. There's no point where you can go, oh, let's just have a little, just quiet time. Let's all just read for a bit or something. It's constantly moving to see this band that you never quite get to, and a lot of annoying children that need, you know, some discipline, I thought.
Was it?
Yes.
Was it? Just screaming kids.
Yeah, who, you know, were all about expressing their feelings, where I thought a little bit of a slap wouldn't go amiss. Yeah.
Richard, could I tempt you if I said, yeah, you can go to Glastonbury this week?
I think I might be getting a bit old for it. I've done it. I have been a couple of times. Last time I went, a man gave me a nice snack. He gave me these kind of nice sort of organic dried mushrooms. they're really tasty. And there was a very weird evening what happened after that. But it was good apart from that, yeah.
And you, Alan?
I've never been to Glastonbury, but I think I've been put off by a story that I've heard. My girlfriend went one year when there was a lot of rain and there was some kind of toilet problem where they brought in a lorry with a tube and they were supposed to hoover it, but instead of pressing suck, they pressed below. And from that moment on, I just kind of go, I think I'll stay at home with my own toilet facilities.
OK, here's how the show should work. At the end of each round, the person who's been the most gossipy wins. In reality, though, I normally just pick the person with the nicest shoes. So time for round one. What's the story? I give each panellist a hilarious tabloid headline, and their task is to decipher the story behind it. Sounds bonkers? Often works. Joe, your headline is Boobs Cruise.
I'm hoping that as they didn't get to be Speaker of the House of Commons, that it isn't what Margaret Beckett and Anne Widdecombe are now doing. I think that would be quite unsavoury, I think. No, it has to be. It must be Jordan.
Indeed. Yeah. This is just one of the 5 million stories we could have chosen about Jordan's quiet week away in Ibiza. Clearly, she wanted to escape all the media attention in Britain. So after all this time, is she over Pete? It's been, what, 10 days?
Well, I keep reading things about, it's really terrible. She's been out there flashing her boobs. She's getting really drunk. She's been rude to strangers. And I just kind of go, yes, and, you know, that's a night out, isn't it? And there's a lot of sort of very po-faced, and she's a mother. Well, the children aren't there. It's not like she's dragging them round a bar going, oh, hold mummy's thong while I go for a dance, is it? I don't like what she does, but I think of all those kind of women, you know, you hold up Jodie Marsh, Jordan then looks kind of classy, I feel. At least she's a doer, isn't she? She works for a living, you know, here's my tits, here's my ass, where's my money? I think it's fair day's work, fair day's pay with Jordan. But there's the other thing in the paper about her. Apparently it took her 4 hours to get ready and there was a lot of alcohol consumed. Now, that is a girl's night out, isn't it?
Yeah.
You spend a lot of time getting ready and then often, because you have that extra bottle of wine, you then even don't bother going out, do you?
Yeah.
Because you're kind of... Then it becomes like, oh, all dressed up and now I've vomited on myself. So let's stay in. Yeah.
Alan, do you think we'll ever get bored of Jordan?
When I'm told about these people in the papers, I feel the same way as I do when my mum starts a really long story about one of her friends from work. I just think, why am I hearing about them? I don't wish them any ill or good. I'm just ambivalent, but I'm being told about them a lot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I can't say that I'm either a fan or not a fan of Jordan, but I'm quite interested in this thing that she was Katie Price when she was with him, and now she's back to being Jordan to get it out of her system.
Yeah, because the Katie Price is the horsey one as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone is aware of Katie Price's equestrian range.
Tell me more.
It's hilarious. Very short pink hot pants.
Yes.
knee socks and pink stilettos. Now, I've never ridden a horse, but I don't think that's ideal, is it?
Me neither, and I think that sounds like a health and safety nightmare.
Absolutely. But there was even stuff for the horse, and I thought, oh, I have to look at this. And it was a picture of a horse with a big sort of horse blanket, but of course, because it's Katie Price, it's pink with little silvery things on. So you can dress your horse like a hoe if you want to.
That'd be great. If you just pull the blanket away and the horse has got suspenders on it.
Richard, do you think celebrities get over relationships faster than normal people?
I don't know. What I like about Jordan is that she had his name tattooed, but Pete tattooed on her arm, and now to get over it, you can get tattoos removed. She hasn't done that. What she's done is just tattoo a great X.
Through
his name, so she's
like
crossed,
family fortune.
Yeah, she's crossed out his name. Which...
Is this a whole publicity stunt? Will they be renewing their vows? I'm thinking 6 months. Lovely, Katie back. What do you think?
New TV series, maybe. He said in the paper the other day that he can't bring himself to watch Katie and Peter stateside, and I thought, well, that's something he and I have got in common.
Okay, Alan, your headline is Andy's Big Love Game. Who or what could that be about?
Oh, yeah, I know this story. This is about Andy Murray and how much he loves Boggle. Is that the game in question, Andy's Big Love Game?
I tell you, you're very close. This is the news that tennis's very own Mr. Chuckles, Andy Murray, has bought a house with girlfriend Kim Sears amid rumours that he's about to propose. So my question to you is, how do you think he would propose? Would he write it on a racket?
I always feel a bit sorry for Andy Murray when people say Mr. Chuckles. It's not that he's downbeat, he's Scottish, right? And I say this as a Scottish man myself. He's Scottish, he's not unhappy, and if he is, he's entitled to be unhappy. He plays a summer sport. He's out of his comfort zone. It's like seeing an African elephant in an English zoo looking at Andy Murray. He hasn't been rained on for about 7 years straight, that man. It's not right. When they come out to just pull the sheet across, he just sort of lingers, just, oh, can I stay out for a wee bit? I just want to feel the dabs on me just for a minute.
What about you, Richard? Are you a Wimbledon fan? Do you go?
I have actually been to Wimbledon on one occasion. It was quite a while ago. It was the semi-finals of the women's competition, and I was sitting very close to the royal box, and Princess Diana was there. And I was sort of looking at her, and she must have sensed my gaze. She turned round and looked right at me, and I was about 15 yards away, and just looked at me, and I didn't know what the royal protocol was, so I just pulled a stupid face. And then she really laughed and, like, looked at me all sexy through her fringe and stuff.
So. I had a similar thing, and yours sounds real. I think I imagined it. I think... Paul McCartney once really looked at me. Yes.
Where were you?
It was in London studio, so I was doing a warm-up on some TV show. He was on Parkinson, and he was just standing around a bit lost in the foyer, and he looked right at me. But the weirdest thing was, I then went to the toilet. Guess who was in the toilet next to me? Heather Mills McCartney.
Oh. Hi.
So there's a big pee going on. She then makes a phone call. The phone didn't go off. She was peeing and made the call.
And also peeing like a shire horse, it sounds.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, Richard, here's your headline.
Yes.
My favourite. Mum's gone to Piesland. What's this about?
Well, it sounds like maybe Iceland have changed their name to better represent what they sell. It's got to be something to do with Kerry Katona, I suppose.
This is the shocking story that after losing 5 stone earlier this year, Kerry Katona managed to put it all back on again in just one lunchtime. So said the News of the World. Kerry spent £15,000 on liposuction back in January. Let's just hope she kept the receipt. So Kerry Katona eats on holiday. Can anybody, just for lots of extra points, tell me what she ate in this one period?
Oh, I have no idea.
Right, I'll tell you. Fish and chips with a pint of lager. Then, half an hour later, pork ribs and chips. Yeah, I know.
That is
good sharp intake of breath, Joe Caulfield. Then, fried garlic prawns and one bottle of Alcopop.
Thing is, when you say that, are we all meant to be disgusted? Because that's making me a bit hungry.
Well, this is my point.
Like I'm getting a little rumble now.
Female celebrity eats and suddenly she's a pig, but if she was too thin, then everyone would say, oh, she's too thin. Can celebrities win, is my question to you, Richard.
Well, not really, but I suppose if she's spent sort of like loads of money getting all sucked out of her, it's kind of
Yeah, 15 ironic. Grand have it sucked out. It's like, did she eat what they sucked out of her or something?
Oh, it's possible just from a bucket. Mm. That would be delicious.
That's a horrendous smoothie.
Okay, at the end of that round, the winner by 3 sets to 1 is Alan. Oh. You're listening to Hot Gossip on Radio 2 with me, Claudia Winkleman. Time now for round two, Where's My Line, in which we use the wonders of modern editing to stop a celebrity in mid-flow. All the panel have to do is tell us what was said next. Our first quote comes from the woman who's been engaged more times than a China White toilet, Jennifer Aniston. Here she is talking at the Women in Film Awards this week.
There seemed to be this strange...
But good, Alan, with the buzzing. There seems to be this strange...
smell in here.
There seems to be this strange... Joe.
Compulsion I have to keep telling everyone how I'm really over Brad Pitt and I'm fine about it.
There seems to be this strange... Richard.
Half an hour period when Friends isn't on E4.
Let's hear what she actually said.
There seemed to be this strange parallel between the movies I was doing and my life off screen.
Yes, and uncannily, Jennifer's next film is called Angelina Jolie Ruined My Life. Do we feel sorry for Jennifer?
Not anymore. I did do, because yeah. I think most women like Jennifer Aniston because she's sort of almost not attractive. Isn't she? She's like really attractive, but some like, come on, sometimes if you watch... Friends enough, you can go, oh, look at her looking quite ugly.
I'd still take her even at those moments. So.
Your views on the Aniston, please, Alan?
Yeah, I like her. Although Brad's fit as well. Yeah. That would be the difficult bit, that when you saw old pictures of them, you'd be thinking, I think I quite fancy him as well. That's a problem.
Did he make the right choice, do you think? I mean, Angie, she's the sexiest girl in the world,
Who
right?
could compete?
No.
She's mucky, isn't she? That's really it. She's got a visible muckiness about her, hasn't she? Let's not lie.
He's made the right choice in that he's gone out with both of them. That's the best. Yeah.
Our next quote comes from the star of Transformers, Megan Fox. I haven't seen the film, but I think she plays a cement mixer who transforms herself into the most beautiful woman in the world. Here she is talking about her fitness regime.
I just started doing a lot...
Yes, Alan?
Of really falafel-y farts.
I just started doing a lot... Yes, Alan?
Of Sudoku. And the thing she really likes about it is if somebody calls her and she goes and does some filming, she can go back and just pick up where she left off.
Let's hear what Megzy actually said.
I just started doing a lot of yoga, like power yoga.
Power yoga. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I love your face already, Joe, because that makes me actually want to hit her. It's been announced today that Megan Fox might be the thickest celebrity. Would anybody like a couple of quotes that she said?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah. Okay. She said about Transformers, people are well aware this is not a movie about acting. Then she says, I'm really confident sexually, and I think that sort of oozes out of my pores. It's just there. It's something I don't have to turn on.
If it's oozing out your pores, you're doing it wrong.
And then she's had a tattoo of her on-off-again boyfriend called Brian. She said, I wouldn't regret the Brian tattoo if we weren't together. I could always name my child Brian. There are options.
That is genuine wisdom. People have misunderstood that.
She might just be
she's
a
really
genius.
She's thought through the options.
Is anyone like me a massive Transformers fan, though? Who likes Optimus Prime?
I like the toys, yeah. I broke my brother's Optimus Prime on Christmas Day when he got it. I just pushed it off and it just rolled off a shelf and just clunked at the bottom. And not on purpose, it was just an accident. An accident's happened and he had to learn that. He had to learn it that day, to be specific.
On Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Our third quote comes from pop sensation La Rue, or as anyone over 30 calls them, La Who, talking about being on tour with Lily Allen.
We had a really, really, really...
We had a really, really, really... Joe.
Interesting chat about the deregulation of the banking system and how the culture of greed brought down the whole economy.
Any more? We had a really, really, really...
Good
Richard.
First song, so we decided to make the second one almost exactly the same.
Let's hear what they actually said.
We had a really, really, really good 2 weeks. Yeah, it was really nice.
Really nice.
Wow.
Rock and roll. At the end of that round, the nicest panellist is... Richard! Round three is called Three in a Bed. It's a metaphorical title to describe a round in which I name three celebrities and our panellists have to tell us how they were linked in the press this week. Alan, your three celebrities are Jill Halfpenny, June Brown, Jerry Hall. What links these national treasures and Jerry Hall?
Is it that they've all admitted this week in interviews that no matter how many times it's explained to them, they'll never understand photosynthesis? It's just a guess, I'll be honest. I've no idea.
The connection is they'll all be appearing naked in the stage version of Calendar Girls. Ironically, June Brown is Miss July, so if I were you, I'd get tickets for August. Is this a good idea? I mean, would you go and see Calendar Girls? Alan?
Not now. No.
Have any of you taken your clothes off for a gig, or would you?
I have. I've been completely naked in a play that I wrote myself, which is suspicious.
Richard, your celebrities are John Terry, Sharon Osbourne, Ulrika Johnson.
Were they all in the running for Speaker of the House of Commons this week? I'm not sure.
They have all received the great honour of being named Celebrity Mum or Dad of the Year. John Terry has just won the award for this year. First things first, who is John Terry?
He plays football.
Great.
Makes chocolate.
A weird double life.
What would you prefer to win, Dad of the Year or Rear of the Year? These are both awards.
Oh, I'd prefer to win Rear of the Year. Yeah. Because... Oh, you don't mean that's the prize? I thought I was just going to get sent
one.
A rear.
Yeah. What's the best award you've all ever won?
I can come straight in and say that the proudest moment of my career was winning Clubman of the Year for Battiford Boys Club, the football club that I played for as a schoolboy, before the word batty had any hilarious connotations. And I think we can all agree those innocent times were better, can't we?
Joe, your celeb trio are Bob Geldof, Gwyneth Paltrow, David Guest. What's the link?
Right. Bob Geldof, David Guest, Gwyneth Paltrow. In the past, maybe, have they all been surprised to find that people find them the least annoying one in their marriage?
Okay, so close. I'll be gutted to learn they all fell victim this week to Heat Magazine's dreaded Hoop of Horror, which means they were all snapped doing something a little bit embarrassing. Bob was eating. Terrible. David Guest was going bald.
He was eating.
Yeah, well, because he should be sending all the food to Africa.
Oh, of course, yeah.
He should never eat again.
When those poor...
Until everyone's got enough food.
When those starving children in Africa look through Heat magazine and see him eating. Yeah. I am.
David Guest was going bald and Gwynny had glossy legs. How awful do you think it would be, though, to be a celebrity and be packed like that and then be in Hoop of Horror?
I know it's bad because they're always picking on women going, oh, look, they're not perfect. But it is sort of satisfying. Like, I always love the pictures of Cameron Diaz because she gets spots.
Love
and
it.
Everyone then loves her.
Love it. Terrible skin.
Terrible skin. Yeah. But at the same time, she looks gorgeous, but you're just clinging on there and go, oh, but look, I can see a spot. I feel so much better now.
Yeah.
See, if I was at that level of fame, there's so much that I do that I don't even think about. Our kitchen looks onto the street and the window's always open, so the number of times during a typical day where I just rise from the fridge with half a slice of corned beef hanging out my face, and I do it like every 10 minutes.
I'd love to see a celebrity with a bit of corned beef hanging out.
Like Cameron's
That's
face.
Front page.
I don't mean it. She's very beautiful, but... At the end of that round, the panellist with the shiniest legs is Joe! The next round is called Ask a Stupid Question, where the panel hear a series of questions put to a celebrity by Glossy magazine. Their job is to guess how the celeb in question might have answered. This week, it was tennis legend Boris Becker, who received a pre-Wimbledon grilling from... Closer magazine. Richard, the first question to you. Boris was asked, what item in your wardrobe would shock the fashion police? How did he answer?
The waitress. I think it's I can't believe they asked him that question.
Here's his answer. He said, there's been a couple of outfits over the years I wouldn't wear again, such as the very expensive designer leopard print suit I once bought. It wasn't my best look. I gave it away the next day. Who are the fashion police? Where do they live? What is their vehicle like? Do they have a special horn? Is it Posh Spice and Eva Longa Gloria, which I can never pronounce, in a small Fiat, just watching people and going, yeah, as they share one raisin? Never a sultana, it's too big. I mean, I'm just...
Is it not those...
Huh? Alan, your question from Mr. Becker's interview is, what's your most... I can't believe they asked this. What's your most humiliating experience? What do you think he said?
Did he say, I rose from the fridge with half a pound of corned beef in my mouth? No, I imagine it was when he fathered a child in a London restaurant cleaning cupboard, wasn't it?
Well, Bozza, in fact, returned the question with a typical Becker forearm smash, saying, I believe that everything in life happens for a reason. Some of the most embarrassing moments of my life have been turned into beautiful things. Alan, have you ever turned something embarrassing into something beautiful?
Yes, plenty. I once vomited adjacent to a woman in Stoke-on-Trent. Honestly, I was chatting to this girl and it was going really well, and I was never great at chatting people up, and I'd been drinking quite a bit of lager, and I turned away to do what I thought was going to be one of those little burps that you do mid-chat, and that's not what happened. What actually happened was I vomited through my fist, and some of it sprayed up through the top, which, even as it was happening, reminded me of a whale doing that thing where... And it hung in the air and missed her. It genuinely missed her. I mean, she might have got a bit of spray, but nothing, no proper damage. And yeah, now I'm telling it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's a living.
I did once go and got very drunk, but thought I'd ended the evening quite well. It was that horrible moment where you're coming home and people are going to work and it's daylight.
Oh, the walk of shame.
Really. And you think you're blending in, but you stink and everyone can just smell the alcohol off you. And I thought, I've got to act really normal at the bus stop and that. And I thought I'd done really, really well. And I felt slightly ill, like you're a bit sick. And then I got home and went to bed and I woke up in the afternoon and realised... trying to look normal, like the other people, I had vomited into my handbag.
Whoa.
In a very kind of, this is ladylike and neat, I'll just throw up in here and then get on the bus with all the commuters and that'll be fine.
Yes, don't mind me.
No.
Lastly, Joe, Boris Becker was asked, what's your grubbiest habit? What do you think he said?
Apart from all the aforementioned, right?
Yeah.
Grubbiest habit... he's ever blown his nose on the Princess Michael of Kent or something. That's not good form, is it?
The thinking woman, Sue Barker, replied, I get up very early in the morning and put beach towels on sand lounges. No, I'm a very clean living gentleman, thank you very much. I do have quite a wicked sense of humour, though. Clearly, Boris. Your grubbiest habit, Joe?
I'll quite happily eat off the floor. Do you know what I mean? But my husband won't, and he knows that I pick food off the floor and give it to him. You know, not like a dog. I don't go, oh, come here. You know.
Is
he wearing a collar?
I'll only eat off the floor.
But, you know, food falling off the floor doesn't bother me remotely. And then the other day, like a big fly went in my drink and I thought, oh, and I started to take it out and then I thought, you know, I don't really care.
No.
It was gin. Yeah.
At the end of that round, the expensive leopard skin suit goes to Alan. You're listening to Hot Gossip on Radio 2 with me, Claudia Winkleman. Time now for a round about the very modern phenomenon of Twitter, accordingly called All That Twitters, in which we ask our panellists to imagine what Twitterings might have been going on this week in the wacky world of celebrity. So jump in when you have something to Twitter about. First up, June Brown. What tweets might she have been sending out to her many followers this week? Jo?
Lawks of mercy, apples and pears, I'm leaving the East End to go up west. I'm doing a play in the Nuddy, and everyone will get to see my dirty den. I'm not sure about going topless, as I don't want to get splinters in my tits.
Richard?
To find out more about me, go to www.dot.co.uk.
Twitterer number two is Jordan, a.k.a. Kate Price, a.k.a. Mrs. Andre. What do you think she might have been tweeting about? Alan?
I think her tweet just read, a grief without a pang, void dark and drear, a stifled, drowsy, unimpassioned grief. No, she's a massive fan of the poetry of S.T. Coleridge. Did you not know? Tough crowd.
Yeah. And finally, Juan, the Spanish waiter who served Kerry Katona those three lunches. What do we think he tweeted about this week? Joe?
English girl came in today, quite plain and a bit dumpy, but surrounded by paparazzi all taking pictures of her eating. Apparently they can sell pictures of this woman eating for big money in England. England is sick. Please send more food. She's eaten everything in Spain.
Richard.
Spain is going to have to sue this woman. She said she was going to Iceland.
Brilliant. Brilliant. This week's wittiest Twitterer is Richard. And so we come to the horoscope, in which we challenge our panellists to look into the future, to the year 2014, and predict what the following celebrities will be doing. Joe, you've got Sharon Osbourne.
Well, I think because of her love of plastic surgery, Sharon will be appearing in her own reality TV show, The Osbournes, but as her own daughter.
Lovely. Alan, Kerry Katona's husband, Mark Croft.
Well, I thought Mark Croft, a surprise choice in the Cameron government as new Chancellor of the Exchequer.
And Richard, Kim Sears, the possible future Andy Murray.
All right, I think she'll have three kids, two boys called Roger and Rafa, and a girl called Tim.
That is it for this week. Thank you to our brilliant panel, Joe Caulfield, Alan Cochrane and Richard Herring. And for their brilliance, this week's hottest gossiper was Alan Cochrane. I'll be back on Radio 2 tomorrow at 10 p.m. with my art show, when I'll have eaten three suppers. But we'll be back at the same time next week for more hot gossip. Until then, goodbye.
Hot Gossip was a TBI Media production with Renegade Pictures for BBC Radio 2.